Following is a synopsis of the Rebbe's talks of Shabbos Parshas Vayeshev, Chav Gimel Kislev, Mevarchem Achedush Tevis, Hei Tov Shinun Beis, corresponding to the end of 1991. The Rebbe refers to what he has been discussing in recent times, in the years of Tov Shinun Aleph and Tov Shinun Beis, about the future redemption that we are actually situated now on its entrance. And in conjunction with that, it's important to clarify a central point. Since the redemption is relevant to the entire world, not just to one section of the world, so it's important to find some change that affects the whole world, to show that the world is ready for redemption more than ever before. And the explanation of this is that, in Chassidus it is explained, that the fact that Jews are scattered throughout the world, on the surface of the matter, it seems that it's a negative thing, but in truth, there's a very special advantage to that. As our sages say, that God performed an act of charity for the Jewish people, that he scattered them amongst the nation. Because when we're scattered all over, then we're able to instill matters of Torah mitzvahs in every place and relate Torah mitzvahs to the characteristics of that individual location. And this is expressed in halach, in Jewish law, that in all matters of business, there's a rule that we follow the terminology employed by people in that place and the customs of that place. So the Torah itself ascribes importance and halachic strength to a custom of an individual location. And this helps us fulfill the directive of B'chol Derechecha De'eu, know him with all your ways. That even in matters that are not mitzvahs, that are not commandments, we're able to transform our mundane behavior into a way of serving God. And it increases and enhances our Torah and mitzvahs, so that the Torah and mitzvahs that tell us to follow the custom render the following of that custom itself into a matter of Torah mitzvahs. And this is how Chassidus explains the saying of our sages, that the only reason God exiled us amongst the nations, plural, is in order for there to be increase of converts. The meaning of converts here is not necessarily literally, but the deeper meaning is it's referring to the holy sparks that can be found in every part of the world. And it's the nation of Israel's function and responsibility to refine those sparks and to elevate them by using the characteristics and the customs of a place in the service of God. And that's why it's for the benefit of the Jewish people that we're scattered all over, because that way we are able to acquire the sparks, unleash and elevate these holy sparks. And that's the meaning of the saying of our sages, that God did an act of charity, tzedakah, that he scattered them amongst the nations. Now, though this effort of refining the world, we don't have to be in a place and live there in order to do it. We can do it from the distance, but you can't compare the way you do something from the distance to the way you do it when you're settled in that place. Because only when you're in that place and you're familiar with all the customs, then you can fulfill the ultimate purpose of creation, which is to create a dwelling place for God in the lowliest of precincts. Only then could it become fulfilled in the most perfect way. And the word that's used is tachtonim, the lower precincts or spheres, which is plural. From that we understand that there's something unique and special about the fact that we refine and relate to each place according to its nature, according to its characteristics, not just in general to bring light all over the world and refine the world in a very general way, but to actually enter into the parameters of that place. Now, this is also self-understood, that since every place has its own characteristics, different customs. Therefore, when a person knows the customs of the place, he's able to use it to influence it from within, not just from the outside. And here also, when we are situated in a place and we're familiar with its individual characteristics, we can find that there are two levels in achieving that. The first level is where the holiness permeates the parameters of the lower level, but the lower level is not really elevated to a higher level. It's always on the receiving end, but it's not independent. But there's a higher level that you can reveal the godliness within the lower level, as we'll explain further, so that the lower level is one with the upper level. And it doesn't need any more the influence from the upper level because it becomes like the source. And that's what happens when we create institutions of Judaism in a place. And that's why there's something special about our generation. There was never a time in history when Jews were as scattered throughout the world as it is today. Throughout all of history, Jewish people became scattered more and more, spreading farther and farther. Today, you have Jews literally in every remote corner of the world. And when in each of these places, Jews observe Torah and mitzvahs, and they establish institutions of Torah, which is a higher level of being in a place. So with just very superficial view of all this, we could see what is so special about our generation and overrides whatever happened in earlier generations when we were not situated in each place and able to elevate each place. This is reflected especially in one specific country, the country of Tsarfas, the biblical name for France. As we see, as the prophet talks about Tsarfas in the context of Golos, of exile, and Geula, and redemption. And he talks about how this exile will begin and spread until Tsarfas, until France. So we understand that there's something very profound about the connection of this place with the redemption, because when is the world, when does it reach its state of perfection in terms of its refinement? That will happen when Tsarfas will be refined. And to explain this point, the Rebbe says, we know that when the war between Russia and France, the Napoleonic War, took place, the Alter Rebbe felt that for the benefit of the Jewish people would be the victory of Russia. And the reason for that is, as he explained himself, because if France would win at the head of Napoleon, even though materially things would be better for the Jewish people, but spiritually it would wreak havoc, because France represented the spirit of total freedom, independence, freedom of religion and faith. You can do whatever you want. You're not bound by any laws, any rules. And this affected the Alter Rebbe so much that he was so opposed to Napoleon, and he prayed for him to have a defeat, to the point that he didn't even want to be under his control, and that's why he escaped, and he fled from his house. And as a result, the natural cause of his passing was a result of his having to wander away from his home, where he passed away in a little town called Piena. And for this, we can understand how this country that the Alter Rebbe felt was so far from holiness, and precisely in our generation, there's a tremendous awakening, a spiritual awakening. Many institutions of Torah were instituted by the shluchim, the emissaries of the leader of our generation who settled there and transformed that place into a source of Torah and holiness. Now, as we said before, that in every generation, the expansion of the Jewish people increased more and more, which enabled us to be more involved in refining more parts of the world. The same thing is true with the service and the work of our rebbes, our leaders, in the dissemination of Judaism and the fountains of Torah. Throughout all of the generations, there's been an increase, more and more, which gave us the power to refine the lowest of the places, which the Rebbe says is Tsarfas, is France. And the power for all this is because the rebbes themselves actually came to this country. In earlier generations, they didn't leave their home base in Russia. But later on, the rebbes did travel to France. Particularly, this is true about the Rebbe Maharash, that he would travel to France several times, and he also made Bali Tshuva. And even more so, the Rebbe Rashab, who was there many times, and that's where he created the structure of the classic work called Ayin Beis. And that's where he wrote it, part of it at least. And we find this coming to its peak in the times of the previous Rebbe, the Rebbe's predecessor, that even though, besides the fact that he was there several times and he spoke Chassidus there, but he also sent shluchim from his own family who were there many years. Of course, as the publisher of this talk says, that the Rebbe is referring to himself, who was there with the Rebbetzin for 8 years. And in this country, he founded, the previous Rebbe founded Taim Chetmimim, the yeshiva, the central yeshiva of Lubavitch, and many other institutions of the dissemination of Torah and Judaism. And the tremendous success that has happened there has revealed the power that was invested in this place by the previous generations. There's a footnote from the publisher of the Rebbe's talk where it quotes the words of the Rebbetzin, that she said this to one of the shluchais in France, that we, referring to herself and the Rebbe, plowed and we sowed, and now you have to reap. And the Rebbe then continues that this is hinted in the word Tsarfas, the name of France. Number one, Tsarfas is related to the word Tziruf, which means refinement. And that's the word that's used with regard to the redemption, that Yisbaru v'yislabnu v'yitzarfu Rabbim, many will become refined. As we said before, that the redemption comes when the world is refined. And there's a little hint in the word Tsarfas, the Rebbe says, that Tsarfas is the numerical value of 770, which is the perfection of the number 7. 7 consists of 10, is 70, and when it consists of 100, it's 700. 770 is 770, which is a hint to the fact that the refinement of this country brings to a completion the refinement of the whole world, which was created in 7 days. That's one point about Tsarfas. Second thing, the number 770, which is the numerical value of the word Tsarfas, is the number of the house of the leader of our generation, from where light emerges to the whole world. And that alludes to a second preeminent quality, that the place itself, Tsarfas, is transformed into a place of holiness, not only as a recipient of the spiritual energy from another place, but it itself becomes transformed and becomes a source, it becomes a 770. And this is underscored when we utilize the customs of the place, which originally were contradictions to holiness, and they are transformed and channeled into serving God. The Rebbe explains this as follows. The reason why the creations have this independent state of mind, as if we exist independently of any God, of any source, so Chassidus explains that that feeling, that sentiment emerges because we are created from God's essence, who also has no source and has no cause that preceded it, God forbid. That means this physical world is the most distant world from godliness, since the spiritual worlds know and they feel that they don't exist on their own. They are only expressions of God's word, who gives them life and creates them. But the word for world, olam, comes from the root which means helem, concealment. The physical world conceals the godly light within it to the point that all the creations of this world sense that they are self-existent, that they don't feel the power that gives them life. So Chassidus explains that even though externally that sounds like a very dark state of mind to be in, but there's a deeper reason for this, that it's because of the special preeminent quality of this physical world that is greater than all the spiritual worlds. Because this sensation that a creation has, that he has no creator, and he created himself, is because he's rooted in the aspect of God, who also has no source, and is created by himself. In other words, he's always existed, and nothing ever preceded him. That God himself, as opposed to all the spiritual worlds that are only manifestations of God, is the source of this physical world. And since in this physical world you have an expression of God's essence, so it's possible that a creation here should feel the same way that God feels the reality of God's existence, because this world has God's essence stamp in it. And the same thing is true with regard to the subject that we're discussing, the Rebbe says. When we reveal the quality in every place, how it becomes a source of Torah and mitzvahs, using its own characteristics, so what you're really revealing the essence of this place, that it is godliness. And the truth is that the two points are interdependent. In order to affect the refinement of the lowest levels of existence, you have to have God's essential power. You can't rely on just manifestations of God, because when you deal with a manifestation of God, there's a hierarchy, there's upper, there's lower, and you can't bring godliness in the lowest place that is not ready for it. You need the essence that is above and beyond and transcends the parameters of up and down to unite the two of them to the point where the essence can be found in this lowly world. And this adds another point. Why does the perfection of the whole world depend on Tsarfas, on France, as we said before, quoting the words of the prophet? Because in addition to the fact that it's the lowest and the lowliest form of klipa, of husk, of concealment, but in addition to that, by refining it, you complete the whole process of refinement. Besides that, the Rebbe says, by refining Tsarfas, which is 770, you're hinting to the fact that you're bringing God's essence and revealing it in this world. And to make things easier for a Jew in his service, God shows us a phenomenal thing that reflects this revolution that happened in France, the spiritual revolution. This is a response to those people who say, where are the open miracles nowadays? And the Rebbe says, yes, indeed, there are open miracles. And the Rebbe says, what is this open miracle? It's the hymn of the country, of France, represents the country itself. Because every country has a minister, a spiritual angel above, that's connected with the song, the national song that this country has chosen. And a few years ago, Chassidim began to sing that song, the national anthem of France, and put it to the words of Haderes V'munu L'chaye Lamim, the words of the prayer that extol God's greatness. And a certain thing happened after that, an interesting, wondrous thing, that the country itself, the government, changed part of that nigun, part of that tune. And what does that mean? That when the minister, the angel of France, saw that this nigun has been transformed into a different realm, the realm of holiness, so it affected the change of this song, because he felt that this song belongs to holiness. The song that is sung at Hasidic gatherings, including this very country itself. So we see the great change that has happened in this generation as compared to the generation of the Alter Rebbe. Now the reason why we have to mention these things, the Rebbe says, besides the fact that we have to express gratitude to God for all the miracles that He does, especially when we're near the days of Hanukkah, where the theme is presumingness, publicizing the miracles, but this is also relevant to the future redemption, complete, true and complete redemption. As the Talmud says, God wanted Cheskiah, the king Cheskiyahu, to be Mashiach, but the God's attribute of justice said to God and argued against that. He says, Cheskiyahu, who is the beneficiary of so many miracles, and he didn't sing praise. How could he be Mashiach? So you see that publicizing God's miracles is very much relevant to the bringing of the redemption. And this is a practical lesson that we have to publicize in every place the miracles that God does with us. And this has to be based on the knowledge that it's connected to the true and complete redemption. And especially in the days of Hanukkah, where the theme is presumingness of publicizing the miracles, we have to utilize these days, in addition to all the things that we do and all the campaigns related to Hanukkah, to also have Hasidic gatherings in every day of Hanukkah, and to speak words of Torah, revealed parts of Torah, the inner part of Torah, and the primary theme should be the publicizing of miracles. A summary of the synopsis. The Rebbe says, in this generation, Jews are spread throughout the world, which is unprecedented. And there's a special quality to that. Every country has its own customs, its own characteristics. And when Jews settle there and they utilize the characteristics of a country, which are based on halacha, of course, and Jewish law, and they utilize it for serving God, it increases and enhances their service of God, because they refine the holy sparks, and it fulfills the whole purpose of creation to make a dwelling place for God in the lowest of realms, plural, the Rebbe says. And that means not just in one general way, but each place according to its specific characteristics and demands. And there are two points over here, two stages. There's one stage where the lower level becomes receptive to holiness that is introduced into it from a higher level, but it remains a lowly level. And a second and higher stage is where God reveals the quality in the lower level. So it's not low anymore, but it becomes a place of holiness consistent with its characteristics and its customs, and it doesn't need to be influenced from another place in terms of its holiness, and that happens when you build institutions of Torah and Judaism in every part of the world. And since, in our generation, all the countries of the world have reached their state of perfection in terms of their refinement, so it means that we are right now standing right by the redemption. Now, the completion of this process of refinement, the Rebbe says, was made perfect, was completed through the refinement and the elevation of Tsarfas of France. And that's hinted, number one, in the name Tsarfas, which comes from the word Tziruf, refinement, indicating that this is the end of the process of the refinement of the world. Number two, Tsarfas has the numerical value of 770, which is the ultimate perfection of the number 7, and that, again, indicates that we've completed the refinement of the world that was created in 7 days. Number three, 770 is the number of the house of the leader of our generation, the source of the dissemination of the fountains of Judaism throughout the entire world, and that alludes to the fact that in Tsarfas, in this lowliest place, the God's essence has been revealed. Because the only way you can refine the lowest of levels, you cannot do it through God's manifestation, through His light, you need it through His essence. And therefore, Tsarfas, 770, becomes like the source. Now the reason why it's the refinement of Tsarfas that brings the refinement of the world to its completion is because that is the lowest of the places in the world in terms of where its mores, its customs, its ways, its attitudes were in total conflict with Yiras Shamayim, the fear of heaven and holiness. That's why the Alter Rebbe was so opposed to the Napoleonic victory in Russia. And today we see the opposite is happening, that France has been transformed from one extreme to another, that has reached its total state of refinement and became a source and a center of dissemination of Judaism and Hasidus, that is through the strength and the power of the leader of our generation. That happened, number one, that he left Russia and he actually engaged in efforts consistent with that location of Tsarfas. And number two, that he sent shluchim from his own family to Tsarfas, and they did their service for many years. Now this transformation and refinement of Tsarfas has shown itself in a wondrous way, that the national anthem of Tsarfas, which was composed at the time of the revolution, the one that the Alter Rebbe opposed with all his strength, that's when Hasidim began to sing that national anthem at Hasidic Verbrengens within the last few years. And at a little short time after that, France changed an aspect of that national anthem. And the reason is because this Nigun has been transformed and it now belongs to the realm of holiness. And the central thing is the deed, the Rebbe concludes, and the Rebbe gives three instructions. Number one, we have to recognize and give gratitude to God for the miracles that He does, especially in the days of Hanukkah. Number two, that we should publicize to ourselves and to every place the miracles that God does with us, knowing that the miracles are connected to the true and complete redemption through Mashiach. Number three, to utilize the days of Hanukkah for activities relating to Hanukkah campaigns. And number two, to arrange for Verbrengens gatherings in all the days of Hanukkah and to speak words of Torah, revealed parts of Torah, the inner part of Torah, and to take upon ourselves good resolutions in matters of Torah mitzvahs in an ever-increasing way, especially to talk about the publicizing of the miracle. So a few snippets from this talk. The Rebbe says that in our generation, Jews are scattered all over the world and they observe Torah mitzvahs and they are involved in these places and they follow the customs of this place and they establish and they continue to establish institutions of Torah mitzvahs in every place according to its needs and according to its characteristics. When you reflect on this matter, even for a short time, you see what is special, the preeminent quality of our generation as compared to generations that preceded this one generation, that we already have the refinement of the entire world, of each and every country. And the main thing, the Rebbe says, and this is the essential thing, that we have to have the recognition and the gratitude to God for all the miracles that He does. In addition to the fact that we have to show gratitude, this is relevant to the coming of a righteous Mashiach with a true and complete redemption. As the Talmud says, that God wanted Chezkiah to be Mashiach, and the God's attribute of justice argued and says, how could it be Mashiach if he didn't sing praise when the miracles occurred to him? He was saved from the armies of Sanherib, and he was healed from his illness. Based on all that, we know now that publicizing miracles that God does for us is relevant to the bringing of the true and complete redemption in actuality. And now in this book, Besuras HaGeula, the tidings, the announcement of redemption, which highlights the aspects of the talk where the Rebbe speaks specifically about the redemption. It has been said many times of late, especially in the last few months, that according to all the signs, our generation is the last generation of exile and the first generation of redemption. Since all aspects of divine service have already been completed, we stand now ready for the true and complete redemption through a righteous Mashiach as an imminent and immediate reality. According to what was said above, and has been stated many times, that according to all the signs, all necessary spiritual refinements have been accomplished, it's obvious why we are now ready for the redemption. And then the Rebbe says further, and this is essential, recognition, acknowledgement, and praising God for the miracles he performs, in addition to the concept of expressing gratitude, is relevant to the coming of a righteous Mashiach in the true and complete redemption. For as the Gemara states, God desired to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach, the attribute of divine justice, said to God, Chizkiyahu, from whom you did all these miracles, who was saved from Sanherib and healed of his illness, and didn't sing praises to you, you want to make him Mashiach? Obviously, in our context, publicizing the miracles which God has done in our times is relevant to bringing the true and complete redemption in actual reality. From this we can derive an essential lesson. Since we are already after all the requirements, and the redemption has still not yet come, it is most appropriate to be involved with publicizing the miracle, which means to publicize to oneself and to others, and indeed everywhere, the miracles which God does for us. Knowing this is connected with a true and complete redemption.